Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Today, Bob Burdekin and I discuss the mechanical as well as chemical effects that take place during proper, healthy digestion. Most people don't realize there's over 11 different areas from the mouth to the anus that are very much involved mechanically with good digestion and good digestive processes. But then there's the chemical side that must work together with mechanical in order to achieve this healthy balance. So thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, episode 408 of Total Wellness Radio, as Bob and I discuss digestion, mechanical and chemical. I'm doing well, Bob. How you been?
I've been really good.
Good.
We did really good, you know, on the endocrine format. I thought we'd kind of do the same thing today and maybe talk about the digestive system of the human body. How's that sound?
You know, that's one of my favorite things. In fact, clinically, it's one thing that we have to address with almost every client, male, female, young or old. So, yeah, this is going to be a... This is one of my favorite topics, so I'm glad we chose it.
Okay, so why don't we start out with explaining, you know, there's many pieces and parts to the digestive system itself. Why don't you kind of explain where we start, where we end, and what's in between?
Be glad to. You know, most people don't realize there's a couple of different activities at work. There's a mechanical side to digestion, and there's the chemical side. And most people only focus on the chemical side, meaning that they think, well, if I just take some digestive aids, I'll be fine. And more often than not, just that single approach is not sufficient to get the kind of results people are needing. So I like to explain some of the mechanical workings of digestion initially for the listeners on the podcast and on the YouTube channel, because there's a lot of intricate moving parts
sounds real good, yeah.
They have to work synergistically together in order to achieve optimum digestive function. Obviously, as we all know, the first place that digestion starts is right here in the mouth, okay? Excuse me. Most people have never heard of Dr. John Christopher, okay? John Christopher was a master herbalist. His school is the oldest herbalist school in the country. And he used to say things like, drink your solids and chew your liquids. And people would think, what? What does that mean? Drink your solids and chew your liquids. But what he was referring to is the importance of the mechanical side of digestion being fully integrated when people chew food. He didn't want people swallowing chunks of things. He knew if they were swallowing down chunks of food, that from this moment forward, from the mouth into the salivary glands, through the pharynx, into the esophagus, all these areas would struggle, because we have to go from a mechanical approach to start integrating a chemical approach. And if your chemical approach is overwhelmed because you didn't masticate the food properly, you would constantly contribute to faulty digestion. So there's the mechanical piece and there is the chemical piece. And that's, I found the people I work with, the best thing to tell them about the mechanical piece is what John Christopher always said, drink your solids and chew your liquids. In other words, even if you have a smoothie, swish it really good. Stimulate the chemical reaction in the mouth, in the salivary glands, in the pharynx, right, in the back of the throat, into the esophagus. Stimulate these chemical processes even when it's already liquefied, because it'll break down better. Your body will expel less energy to extract the nutrition, and it'll have a much better flow throughout the rest of the organs and systems of the body. So we tell everybody, and we use it in our nutrition class, and I always give credit to John Christopher for saying that, but don't swallow chunks of things. Everybody we know has eaten corn and they didn't chew it properly and it came out the exact same condition it went in. Well, right. It stressed the chemistry of the body as it's passing through, chemistry couldn't do anything with it because the mechanical side of digestion had not been fulfilled in terms of breaking that food down thoroughly into more of a liquefied, very mushy, very soft state. So a lot of people that might listen to this or watch the video are going to, you know, they're going to kind of, wow, I've never heard that before, but that's one of the most important basics of digestion. Get the mechanical side. That's why we were given blades like teeth. That's why smoothies are so good, right? When they've got blades in there to do what? To liquefy the contents of the food in your smoothies, the magic bullets and the Nutribullets and things like that. They're in there to mechanically break those substances down so that they can be then chemically processed throughout the stomach, the liver, gallbladder, the pancreas, the small intestine, into the large intestine. And then finally, believe it or not, most people don't realize this, but a basic 11 components to digestion does include the anus, the excretory area of the bowel. It's an indicator. When I get people that have chronic diarrhea or they only have a bowel movement every 2 or 3 days to sometimes once a week, I know that that's an indicator that that's a north-south process. And this, what's happening up here is what's causing problems in a southerly direction, okay? So there's the mechanical and there's the chemical. And
very good, yeah.
Yeah, we have to be aware of that. Chewing the food. Never swallow chunks of food. That's the first most important key to good digestion.
Right. So why is fiber so important in this whole process?
That's a great question. You know, once things get past the esophagus through the stomach and the chemical processes with the liver, pancreas, hydrochloric acid, and this is exiting into the small intestine to the large intestine needs fiber so that the peristaltic action of the gut, the muscle movement of pushing food through, can take place. Fiber is to the gut what the weight plate is to the barbell, right?
Oh, okay.
It gives resistance. It gives something to work against. The muscles have to work against something in order to be strong. And most people destroy their peristaltic action once they enter into public school as a youngster, where they're taught to hold it. They're taught to ignore that signal that says, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. They get embarrassed about raising their hand and asking the teacher if they can go to the bathroom, or kids kind of laugh at them. And so they learn this neat trick for the next 12 years. Well, we'll just hold it. So by the time they're in their, you know, 17, 18 years of age, they've almost destroyed that muscle tone in the body that tells them there's a signal that says, hey, it's time to go use the bathroom. And fiber is one of the things that helps to strengthen that peristaltic action, and it also helps to remove toxins from the bowel.
A lot of people don't realize how important the small intestine is as far as the amount of nutrients that actually come to the body through that area of the digestive system. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, the liver, the pancreas, the hydrochloric acid, now we're getting into the chemical processes of breaking down this food. Once it's been chewed up thoroughly, mechanically, and purified in the stomach and released into the small intestine as a chyme, that's the term for it, it's liquefied food, and now the small intestine, which has the surface area of a tennis court, it's rather large in its surface area, has little villi that kind of stand up. And as the food rolls over the villi can extract from the food the nutrition that's ready for the bloodstream. It's been purified, it's small enough particles, it's been tagged with the right enzymes and so on, emulsifiers, things of that nature, and it's been broken down to a component that can be absorbed into the bloodstream, filtered through to the liver, and either utilized as nutrition or as a waste product.
Okay. So basically, I know people are always asking, well, how do I get a healthy gut?
Okay. How do you?
How would that happen for people?
Well, it depends on what bad habits they're using to destroy their gut, right? I mean, if they
right.
If they're not doing the chemical or the mechanical process of chewing up food thoroughly, and they're just woofing food down, that's one of the things that's going to contribute to an unhealthy gut, and they need to learn some better chewing habits. Sounds simple, okay. But it pays big dividends when people pay attention to that. The next is food combining. Meat and vegetables tend to be an okay type of food combining, but when you eat fruit with meat or fruit with salads, fruit in cereals, you know, with grains, fruit has a very rapid transit time out of the gut or out of the stomach into the gut. But these other foods tend to be held into the stomach for purification a little bit longer, and the longer fruit stays in the stomach, the more sugar content, you can get a lot more gas, a lot more bloating. You can create an environment that supports more bacterial activity, yeast, fungus activities, parasitic, these types of things. So you can actually create a chronic immune system problem by not properly food combined. So that's, again, to have a healthy gut, we tell people, look, eat your meat and vegetables together, have your salad, but have the starches away from that about 30 minutes as best you can. And fruit, here's the habit to develop with fruit. Treat fruit like the way we were taught to drive a car. Have fruit about 10 a.m. and about 2 a.m., okay? That's the best time of the day. Mid-morning snack, have an apple or banana. In the afternoon, you know, have some grapes or some watermelon, some grapefruit, something like that. But eat the fruit by itself, again, thoroughly chewing mechanically, making sure you really liquefy that food up before you swallow it. That's going to have the greatest impact on your gut health and gut maintenance. There's two other things worth mentioning besides the enzymes, which really support the chemical processes of digestion, is to make sure we got a good gut flora. That's where the product like BioFlora comes in. It's got pre and probiotics, and it keeps that environment very healthy and robust. Also boosts the immune system. And, that's really one of the key things to pay attention to. And not eating too late at night. Because eating too late at night causes, you know, when the person's, you know, eating at 8, 9 o'clock at night, and then they go to bed an hour later, and their body's engaged in trying to digest, they tend to have a faulty gut pattern there. It keeps them up, or they don't sleep well, and it just creates this vicious cycle. So these are very simple. They're not complex techniques at all. They're very, very simple. Clinically, they've been proven for thousands of years to work with all types of people and their needs for gut health, but they're very lost. You know, there's strength in simplicity, I always say. The strength is found in the simplicity, and people focusing on these habits, picking out three key things. Lastly, I'll say, don't drink a lot of water with your meals, right? People that say they have to drink water or beverages with all their meals are typically saying that they're in a chronic state of dehydration. Possibly.
Right.
And the more fluid they drink while they're trying to chew and eat food, it starts to have a dilution effect on the chemical side of processing and digesting food properly. It can dilute that.
Okay. So I know a lot of people have asked this question. They want to know, like, does coffee or alcohol or even smoking affect your gut health?
Absolutely, because your body, the liver has to process anything that you take in that might produce a toxin. The liver has to process it. Caffeine is known to be very overstimulatory in most cases to the adrenals. So now you get a stamina, energy, and sleep pattern problem that can develop from consumption of too much coffee. Alcohol is basically converted rapidly to sugar. That sugar tends to feed the gut environment of yeast that we all have. We have to process sugar and alcohol, but it can get overgrown. It can get wrong-sized in that microbiome, that gentle environment of the gut. And so when that gets overgrown, that in itself can produce over 250 unrelated symptoms that people can have, physical as well as emotional, hormonal, immune system, cognitive function, everything, joint aches and stamina and energy and the ability to lose weight, and just the list goes on and on. And then, you know, you've got, you know, so you got the alcohol, you got the coffee. What was the third food you mentioned?
Smoking.
Smoking. Yeah, that's really not a food, but obviously the lungs are now at play, which is part of the endocrine system. You know, the body's got to pass those toxins through the blood. The liver's got to process it. And so there's a lot of evidence that suggests strongly, I think we know by now in 2023, smoking is not a healthy thing to be doing.
No, it's not. So what are some of the products that you use on a regular basis when you find people with digestive problems and other things such as that?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. And as we were thinking about putting this together today and having this conversation with you, I was thinking about the different classifications of chemical support needed as people are getting the mechanical side down and they're changing the habits. They're not swallowing chunks of things anymore. Okay, they're really chewing and masticating that food. Sometimes people need just a little gentle nudge in the gut with maybe some peppermint or ginger or fennel seed. And so one of the most gentle ways to improve that, as you know, is with the Herbal HP Digest or the CDH Digestive. This is the capsule version. This is the liquid version. Tastes nice and pepperminty. Very gentle. Safe for babies to even use in their formulas if they're using formula or in their bottles. And this is very safe for children. Anybody that wants a little boost to the chemical support in the stomach and in the gut for digestion. So that's kind of the starting point for balancing out digestion.
Okay.
Then we step up to the next one. This is one that's a little more aggressive. This is someone who's probably had... potentially, they've got maybe a type 1 or type 2 diabetic situation going. They've kind of worn out the pancreas a little bit. They have systemic inflammation because they're not breaking foods down properly. And this is one that I kind of step up to the next level of enzyme support, which is called S-zymes. And S-zyme stands for systemic enzymes, meaning that when you take it with food, it supplies a lot of the specific nutrients like protease, cellulase, lipase, peptidase. These are things, quercetin for anti-inflammatory, these are, and bromelain. These are things that are not only are they going to be a digestive chemical support for the gut, really pointed towards sugars, carbs, starches, things of that nature. They're getting a little too much of that in the diet. And the byproduct of that is maybe suppression of the immune system, a type 2 diabetic profile might be developing, a lot of aches and pains. So when they take it with food, it really breaks down those substances well. But when they take it on an empty stomach, that's where the S in S-zymes come in for systemic. Take two or three at bedtime in an empty stomach, and it starts to clean up the excess glucose, the sugars, you know, the byproduct of faulty carbohydrate starch metabolism, that the byproduct is what gives them inflammation. It makes them hurt. They get headaches. It contributes to that type 2 diabetes profile that we all are unfortunately aware of. And so what we have is a situation that it can be very anti-inflammatory from a natural perspective. It helps the body naturally support its needs to get inflammation down in the system, and because of its presence, will take a lot of stress off the pancreas and give the pancreas a chance to rest and to heal and to restore better function over the course of, it might take 3 to 6 months, but over the course of using that, this particular product really caters to that type of profile.
Well, they didn't get that way overnight either.
Correct. Yeah, it takes, as we tell people, you know, it takes 3 to 6 months of the right support to move into feeling stable so that after the first 1 to 3 years, they can feel restoration. So it goes from support to stability to restoration.
Okay. So it's you got another product there, I see.
This is the end-all, be-all super enzymes. This is for someone who's really got a lot of those bad habits in place over an extended period of time. This is the person that complains of GERD, acid reflux. Maybe they even have a hiatal hernia issue going on. No matter what they eat, they get a lot of bloating and gas and nausea, constipation. They have a north-south process problem on all 11 components, and they really need to retrain the gut and get that restored. So superenzymes is the one that I reach for. Also, in America, unfortunately, we're losing gallbladders at the rate of 7,000 a day. Okay, on average, throughout the United States, about 7,000 gallbladders a day are being removed, and this has emulsifiers that will take the place of the missing gallbladder. Ox bile is one of them, hydrochloric acid's another. It's got some choline for the liver so it can process and digest properly and go through phase one, phase two detox more properly. So this one is going to be an overall hit all the major organs, typically from a chemical support standpoint for digestion for people that really have a lot of mechanical interference. And so, you know, don't have the gallbladder. Again, they've been told you have GERD or acid reflux. That type of thing. So this is like the third step on the level of as far as digestive support chemically.
And that would be taken with the meals?
Yes, that one is taken with the meals. The HP Digest or the CDH Digestive Remedy, the herbal formula, is gentle enough to be taken with meals, but also away from meals, with a little bit with colicky babies. Can take a couple of drops, you know, on the mouth or in the formula to kind of calm down, that kind of thing. And then obviously enzymes for those more inflammatory type cases where they need to get their diet straight and cut the inflammation down in the process.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think of anything else that we might need to cover. So the Hemzymes products that you have got most of the most important enzymes that the body would need?
Yes, it's broad spectrum. They're food source of enzymes, right? Lipase and amylase and things of that nature. Enzymes really are very, very simplistic, but every single process in the human body, every chemical process relies on adequate enzymes being present to start the process and stop the process chemically in the body. The heart, we've also heard of CoQ10, right? Coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is a huge enzyme support for the heart. The superenzymes with the choline and other factors for the liver. The enzymes for the pancreas and so on. So everything that we do and experience and how our bodies perform are very heavily relying on adequate enzymes being present, and because of the denatured nature of our foods today, grown in soils that have been basically depleted since the mid to late 20s for commercial growing quality nutrition food, and that since that's been denatured, we've been dealing with enzyme deficiencies as being a major contributor to almost every known illness that we currently have in modern living. And so enzymes and enzyme therapy is crucial for not just the digestive process, but like a ripple effect, which improves almost every other area of the human body and performance.
You know, we could go on for hours about digestive problems, I'm sure. Yes. But I think we've pretty well covered just about every aspect of it that we would actually need to. Wouldn't you agree?
I hope that we've covered it in a very simple but dynamic way because people need to understand there's the mechanical side, the chemical side, and they have a lot of influence on the mechanical side, changing their habits, and then getting the right enzyme match based on their needs, and then doing good food combining. I mean, that's 60 to 80% of good, healthy, digestive habits.
Yeah. That's another big thing that people need to learn is eating the right foods.
Yes.
Combining the right foods together.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm Bob Burdigan, and Dan Young there is from the Country Doctor Nutritional Center in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We want to thank you for being here today. I want to tell you have a good night. You want to say good night, Dan?
Good night, folks. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Okay. I thank all of you people that did come back to see us again and again and again. We'll see you again next week. Be safe and be healthy.
Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.